Patty.
We will call to order the Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, March 15th, 2017 at 8:48 on the clock, and we will start by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation. Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Lytle, and Byers and Tiemann will be gone today. The consent agenda. The general agenda. Approve minutes of meeting held March 1st, 2017. Approve all claims through March 15, 2017 in the amount of $524,335.26. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve district court summary fee report and register a deed statement of fees for the month of February 2017. Approve the 2016 annual report for the Adams Rescue Squad. Approve specs and call for bids on culverts for projects C-34, which is 999 E6 of Hooker, C-34-19042, which is North 23 of Holt, C-34-1061, which is North 19 of Hooker, C-34-1083, which is East 14 of Blakely, C-34-1085, which is in 25 of Riverside, and C-34-1090, which is East 12 of Island Grove. Bids to be opened April 12, 2017 at 9:15 a.m.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, seconded by Jurgens. And those culvert bids, we had discussion in our last meeting and decided to do those all as one group, put those all out as one group, and that's why they're all listed there. Everything. Anything else for a consent agenda? If not, vote. 6-0 in favor. Next up, the regular agenda, and this is where we have comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And this is, I know we have some other people here today. I don't know if anybody wants to. This is where you get to talk, or you can speak about any topic you want to. So if anybody would like to, they're sure more than welcome.
I need to talk about the gravel bids. Should I do that now or later?
There's an agenda item coming up. I believe that would be a better time.
Okay.
On that.
If you're going to talk about that, we'll have you up at that time to talk about that then. So, not wanting to or anything, so if not, we'll move on here.
We're just guests.
I'm part of the Thomas Foundation.
Good deal.
Keep it on. Sounds good.
Okay, then we'll move on. Committee reports, building grounds, winter lights.
I was not here Monday, so.
John. Well, John, you got anything? Or otherwise, talk to Dave a little bit this morning. If you get a chance, go in there and look at the restrooms. They're proceeding pretty good with them. He's hoping.
They are doing good.
He's hoping to get the one done and open this week. That's his goal and stuff, running into a few issues that.
And I have been checking on that through the day or so when I can, and they're doing great. The plates they put on the walls and stuff are fantastic.
When the public gets to see them, or I don't know if they go in there or not, but they're going to be really nice. They've been doing a good job, really good job. So,
I guess the other thing we talked about was the one more building. If there's any update on that, Roger.
Basically, I've got the bid specs, and I'll probably, when are you guys meeting next? I'll mail them out.
29th.
29th, okay. For the committee?
We're meeting the 27th. Our next board meeting is the 29th, so we'll meet on the 27th.
Okay, I'll get those out to you guys so you look them over.
All right, sounds good.
But then we can maybe put that on the agenda to put it out for bids.
Well, yeah, however you feel comfortable with that, yeah.
Good. So you can tell the Weimar City Council, John, that they don't have to let you down there. So, yeah.
Great.
Okay, equalization. Nothing. Finance, insurance.
Basically, I'll run through the high-ticket items again. City of Beatrice quarterly EMS fees $45,000. City of Wymore quarterly EMS fees $10,000. Standard appraisal services $10,170. Butler, Gutler, and O'Brien professional legal services $14,460. Southeast Nebraska Adult Drug Court, share of the budget, $10,521.53. Washington County Sheriff's Office, boarding inmates, $10,465. Wolf, Snowden, Heard, professional legal services, $13,520. Manili, Wagner & Associates, construction engineering services, $22,328.80. We can talk about that in a little bit. That is some pre-hydraulic studies for these culvert projects that we have going. So there's a list of them on the payable account of what was charged out on each project to have that study done before we can proceed.
Anything else for finance or insurance? Human resources?
Nothing.
Law enforcement, emergency management?
A couple things over the last couple weeks. With the emergency management, we had the weather spotter training. There were 78 people that showed up out of the out at the National Monument for that. And then, let's see, what was it? Oh, Gus gave his update on his budgets, and he's about 70% spent on the budgets for the last year. So he's got 30% to go in about 3 months. So doing all right.
April, May, June, and 4 months.
Yep. So, other than that, not a whole lot else.
Okay. Road and Bridge.
Received recommendation from Highway Superintendent for a road study on 1 mile, Section 30, Hooker Township. Approved service agreement for environmental services for Adams Northwest Bridge for about $13,000, extra dollars. Approved specs and call for bids on the 6 culvert projects that we spoke about earlier. Approved agreement with the NDOR for Highway 41 bridge work and replacement. I think that's scheduled for next year, Myron, correct?
Yes, they're planning on letting, I think, bidding that out yet, or the bridge is at least bidding out sometime this fall.
Yeah.
I think last we knew. They basically got the design work done. They sent an email out with right there by the Adams Railroad Track, that final design on that, and I forwarded that to Galen. And at least that's what, the way I took it, that's their final design for that. They decided how to do that and stuff. So,
spoke about the East 5 Lincoln, the box culvert. Not box culvert, concrete box culvert, yes. Going in, Galen's had discussions with the landowner. There was some, what we thought, unreasonable request as far as the easements on that. So Galen's going to try to talk to the owner again. And then we talked about vacated roads, closed roads. Some house building possibly going to happen. What's the township or the county's responsibilities on those? And we had township association meeting last Thursday evening. It was well attended. Not a lot of bitching like normal, so we got along pretty good.
And had a good crowd out there, too. The room was pretty full.
And I wanted to say what a really good job Myron did of explaining everything on the Beatrice 6, and you did a great job, Myron. You did very well.
So no, I thought it was a pretty good meeting too. They had different things. They had a railroad guy there, and he gave probably a 15-20 minute presentation, and kind of opens your eyes up when you see some of his film or whatever and stuff. So yeah.
But I think everybody was fairly positive toward one another. It was wanting to get along and communicate and do it in a positive way, and sometimes we haven't had that. So yep. I thought it was a very good meeting.
Okay, anything else for Road and Bridge? I don't see.
He's in the hall.
Oh, so we're ready. Oh, Miller, Gus, we'll have you. You're next on the agenda for our K-9.
Whistle. Good morning. This morning we're going to introduce to you Deputy Colton Bevensey. He is the certified canine deputy they have now, and his partner, Buster. I'll have Colton just give you a little rundown on Buster, where he is, his age, what training kind they had like that, and kind of go from there. Got any questions, please feel free to ask. So, Colton.
Zit. Well, this is Buster. He's a full-bred Belgian Malinois. He's almost a year and a half. He's certified in narcotics detection currently. We've been doing a little bit kind of through his training on his bite work. He shows an extreme promise for that. So we will be going back. I have some military leave coming up that I have to take, and then after that we'll be going back for our patrol certification, which will be his biting and apprehension and building searching. After that, we hopefully will be a dual certified dog and be on the road available for call outs. We've had a couple call outs already. Couple successful minor deployments, nothing too crazy, just a couple of user amount kind of stuff. But he's a good dog, and we're happy to be here and happy to be serving the county. We're hoping once we're up and running, become a finely tuned machine, we can start getting large amounts off the road, and hopefully we can make a dent in the kind of the drug problem we have around here. So,
I know this has been a long time coming.
Oh yeah,
a lot of work on Gus and your part, and I think the Thomas Foundation too and stuff. So we appreciate that very much. Wow. I'll just say that. Wow.
And we noticed right away he had his eye on the news media over there.
He likes his picture taken.
We had a little over $46,000were donated to us from about 46 donors. The Thomas Foundation and the Lee Coffin Foundation were two huge contributors for us to put us over the top. Like Colton says, we've spent about a little over $38,000 already, and we're down to about $8,000 left. I just checked yesterday in the budget line. So he'll use that up again real fast by the time he goes up for two or three more weeks of the training. So big hats off to you folks.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll try to some type of fundraiser every year. I'm going to try to hold true to my promise to Matt. They'll try to get some funds coming in instead of all tax dollars. And we might do it with the city. Depends kind of what Chief and I get together on that. If the Henders feel he can do something together on it. But otherwise, like I say, he had his first school sniff yesterday, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Down to Odell School. So.
Yeah. So school are starting to get us involved with that. So a little bit of a deterrent there. So any questions for anybody?
Just how has it gone for you otherwise? It more of a challenge or great?
It's way more of a challenge than I anticipated.
Oh, yeah?
I knew it was going to be hard, but I didn't know it was going to be this hard. I would consider him like a child. There's days where you just want to strangle the dog. I mean, and it's amazing to see his personality and his personality and how my personality match up and sync.
Ooh. Yeah.
And just kind of see him develop as a dog. From the day one I got him to where he's at now is night and day difference. But there's days where he has bad days and I can tell, and there's days when I have bad days and he can tell, and we're not fully in sync yet. We're still learning each other. We've only been together for about 4 or 5 months, but we're learning quick. And my hardest adjustment was to remember that he's not my pet. and that he's a deputy, and that's my biggest hurdle to get over. I think that's kind of where we struggled in the very beginning, and now we're kind of getting more back on track with that. And once I started associating him as a work tool and my partner, then it seemed like we were starting to mesh better and start to work better, and that he's not my lap dog. So, he knows his job. He knows it very well, and he's going to be a great tool for the sheriff's office. And I think he's going to be a great friend to me. So, we're happy to have him here, and I'm ecstatic.
I think for the county and the city and everybody involved, I think it's going to be a great tool because it's something we very much need and can very, very much use. And it's unfortunate we were without one for a time, but we appreciate you very much taking on that responsibility because that's, as you found out, that's not a light responsibility.
No, we enjoy it, though. We enjoy doing it, and we're hoping to do it for many, many years. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Anyone? That's all I really had. One thing I forgot to slip in, Gary, on the law enforcement committee, so the media is aware of it. I have a deputy going around the county now to all the businesses in the towns and in the counties, the ones we can find anyway, trying to update our after-hour contact information. And even though they're in the patrol car in a marked uniform, they're still questioning if it's legitimate. So I want to make sure we get something out to them that they really be deputy. Who do I have going out there? Joe Baldizzano. He's my newest deputy. So that'd be a good chance for him to get to meet everybody that way. But he will be going around the next several weeks, any business that we can find, just to update our files. So.
And Joe will be the only officer doing it.
He's the only one going to have to do it. That way there's no question. He was at a bank in the northern part of the county yesterday, and they asked to see his ID. So that's fine. You know, it's never hurts to be that cautious. But just so they're aware that it is legitimate going around. So please put that in something, if you would, for me.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks.
Next on the agenda, we have receive highway superintendent's receive highway superintendent's recommendation on the Spring Rock and gravel bids received at our March 1st, 2017 meeting.
Oh, hear what he has to say.
Well, yeah, Galen, when do you want him to talk?
I would say he probably should go first.
Okay.
Well, shall we preface this and try to explain?
Okay, because not everybody's familiar with it.
Yeah. Maybe Myron. There's been some complications, I guess, shall we say, brought up, and I believe Myron, do you need to talk about it, or do you
I'll
want
make,
Galen
I'll
to?
I'll make some comments, and then Galen can sure add, or Don, or Roger, or anybody.
Want me to say something? Yeah. I'll say something.
we've done this bidding basically the same bid sheet for I don't know how many years, quite a few years, and we've always just put that out, the same bid sheet, and everybody's turned it in and everything. And and I think I don't know for sure who you are, but I'm guessing
Ron Jeffrey.
Ron Jeffrey with Rock On. Yeah, Rock On's always put in a bid for hauling. Not a bid for hauling and materials.
Right.
And our bids in here, in our bid form, it says on page 10, it says that the price shall include both material and hauling, and the bidding for claims shall include both materials and hauling.
Billing. The billing for claims. You said bidding, sorry.
Oh, and the billing for claims, yes, not bidding. Billing for claims. Well, came about that... somebody approached Don or whatever and said the county's pit price that we get for gravel is a dollar less than what I'll say the people that submitted bids for their bids, what they got from the pit price and hauling. Most of those were a dollar higher than the county's. Rock On's always submitted just for hauling.
Yes.
And then Galen's filled in the blank or the rest of the blanks with the county price. Well, there was a difference then in the price. So since that bid didn't have that pit price with the bid for hauling, there was question about, well, now you use the county price, it's a dollar less, that would put your bid at a dollar less. Or I shouldn't say a dollar less, that would put your bid less.
Right.
So that's where we had, and we got Roger involved and asked Roger questions, been visiting with Galen, and I think that's maybe why you're here today then.
Well,
so
approximately 8 years ago, might have been seven.
Oh, give your name and address, just for the record.
I'm Ron Jeffrey.
An address?
East Linden, 15263, I believe, East
okay.
Linden Road.
And you're Rock On,
I am
you're
Rock
the Rock On company.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. No, sorry. And we need that for the record because
okay.
it's recorded.
Okay. 7-8 years ago, when Marlon was still in charge, we were having problems keeping gravel to the county because Ace couldn't supply it, couldn't produce enough. I mean, you're well aware of that. He still can't.
Yeah.
So Marlon wanted me bidding out of the other pits also so we could keep gravel coming to the county. At the time, I told him that you could get the gravel cheaper by their bid to you. Gatch's Concrete's bid to the board would be cheaper than mine. And he talked to the board at that time, and everyone agreed that I could do it this way. So we've been doing it this way for 8 years without ever being a problem. Perhaps the contract should have been changed at that time. But I don't know. Dennis might have been here at that time. I can't remember for sure. But I don't think any of you were here at that time. So I don't know what to do about it. I think it's kind of unprecedented that you approved the last 7 years.
Well, again, just because something was done for 7 years doesn't mean it was done right. And I'm not saying it was or wasn't. I'm just saying, and they asked for my opinion. That's not a competitive bid because you didn't bid the specs. And I'm not being critical on you. I don't know what Marlon had asked you to do or not, but he's gone.
Well, it was the board at the time, too.
What?
It was the board at the time, too. It wasn't just Marlon told me I could do it. He had to come to the board and ask.
Okay.
And the board approved it.
Okay. But that was whatever what year it was. This is 2017.
But you've still been
doing
it
that way.
Or can
do what they want.
You've been doing it that way every year.
Okay, but you understand the problem.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not right.
I also
no matter which way you look at it, it's not right.
The board has, is this a technical problem, basically?
No, it's not technical. Well, it's called competitive bidding. It's not fair to the other bidders who are bidding product and hauling. You're bidding hauling. That's different. And you're using the advantage that the county may be able to get on pit prices.
Well,
I'm no expert on this. I'm just saying, with those facts, it's not a legitimate bid.
The only reason it was done this way was to save the county money.
What's that?
The only reason it was done this way was to save the county. The county board approved it.
But you're playing off of what the county may be able to get at a pit price. And see, I don't understand how that works. Is all I'm saying is you needed to bid, if you'd have put in for rock or gravel a price, your bid would have been, submitted in a proper fashion so that the board could consider all of them. And again, this is my opinion. I'm not telling the board. I think you see the problem here because if the pit price goes up, you don't have any consequence to that.
The problem is the contract should have been changed years ago.
Okay, I'm not here to debate that with you. I'd like to go back 30 years and change something, but I can't do that. And what I'm saying is I can't just tell this board it's fair for you to bid only one part. That's like I asked to have somebody bid me a building, and by the way, everybody else bids for drywalling but one guy or one company.
But yet it was the board and the superintendent at the time that approved doing it this way.
Okay. I'm just explaining what my legal position and why it's there. I don't know you from Adam. I'm not saying one thing or nothing. I'm sure you did what you were asked to do. That's fine. They asked for an opinion. I had to give it. Okay?
Matt? I just have a question. Have we done, by doing that, and we take the bids and we refer them to the highway superintendent for review and then come back with a recommendation. By going through that process, have we created, even though it's in conflict with the agreement or the bid specs, have we created any prevalent practice by allowing that to take place? I don't dislike the process because you've got a hauler charging us a higher price than what we can get ourselves, so I can see the economic benefit in doing that. But I also recognize the fairness of the competitive bidding process. But, you know, I know we have done that for several years, so I have a little heartache on that. But my heartache only extends. I have no heartache at saving the county money for the service you provide. I do have heartache if we've been doing something in conflict. But my question would be, is there any sort of prevalent practice that we've done that would set precedence that? Because I have more questions.
It's a good question. The answer is it's competitive bidding statute. It's law. And again, I'm not saying anything that we did it contrary to those statutes. It clearly wasn't the intent of anybody to be outside the competitive bidding thing. That's why we do these. And with rock and gravel, it's a different animal because a lot of times the low bidder doesn't have product. So you have to go to the second low, and depending upon where it is in the county, the lowest price may vary also. I mean, it's a lot of different balls in the air. I just, you know, without having everybody having the same type of bid, you got a problem.
I'm not trying to lead anybody, and of course this would be open for everyone. So could potentially in his or any hauler's bid, where it puts in the pit price, could they just put in their county's pit price or will haul so that there is a price in there? Because my understanding is he just has hauling, then there's a void there with the product. If the default is whatever our product is, does that solve the issue? Because that's basically what we've been doing. He's got the county's price and he hauls it for his cost, and so we're getting hit with that versus the other folks that jack up the product.
Well, my understanding, and Galen, you help out here, you comment too. My understanding in his bid, and then the bid of the next, what would be the next lowest bid currently, they used the pit price they got, which was a dollar higher than the county's pit price.
Basically, yes.
Basically, or pretty close to that dollar higher.
Consolidated is actually the next in line.
Consolidated, okay.
It's the next lowest bid from after the Ace Pit. Ace Pit is the lowest bid.
We're using the county's price, which is
no.
different. No?
We're using Ace, when they bid there, they bid their pit at, I think it's $13.
Right.
And then also he put down that he was, Ron Jeffries was the trucking, so they come up with a total bid price of, I think it's $13, plus his trucking price for each township.
Okay.
So he has the lowest bid at this time. Okay, the next one that is lowest for, and this is just hauling out of the Ace Pit, because right now we have the conflict, because actually, the way he's been doing, he'd be the lowest bid for all three pits for hauling gravel, the way he turned it in.
Okay.
But since we're saying now that since he didn't put in a pit price for Powell Pit and a pit price for Alex Pit and or a pit price for Sites Quarry Pit, that the only good bid he would have is the one that comes from Ace, because it has the pit price plus his trucking price in there, which is overall the lowest gravel bid that we have out of the three that we got. The next one in line is Consolidated, which I still say call Beatrice Concrete. They're the next lowest bid for the Powell Pit, okay? And then they also are the lowest bid for the Alex Pit. But the Powell Pit is cheaper than the Alex Pit. So we have three things there. Did I explain that correctly to you?
Well, does everybody understand that, I guess?
I want to mention one thing here. The pit that has low bid right now has good gravel, but availability is an issue. That's the main thing that I see. When we need gravel, availability might not be there. From the Ace Pit, the one I'm speaking about, they're going to be in production. But if we have a need for gravel or any type of materials like that, you know, if it's not there. And it's a good pit. I mean, good gravel we've had, but availability has always been an issue.
So I think what we've uncovered here is if we can get a better price, and I guess, okay, glass is half full on this deal. Why in the world would we ever bid anything for rock and gravel other than hauling?
Yeah. Exactly. That's my question.
That's a question.
Yeah. Yep. Right.
We should bid exactly. for hauling and take our low prize.
And one other comment I'm going to make, in the last, as far as I can remember since I've been on here, Ron has always been the low bid for the trucking part of it. I mean, I think I'm correct on that. I can't say for sure.
I believe you are.
I believe so.
Yeah. You're He's right, always Aaron. Been the low bid and always has done us a good service.
Right.
For the county. Now, we stretch this out. And I understand, Roger, what you're saying. I get it. I get it. But if we stretch this out and try to, you know, we're going to go to the next one, we're going to go to the next one, it could cause serious damage, possibly, because of the lack of work that Ron would have. He's been a good, good vendor for the county for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
And I, if we need to change the specs, that's what should be done. It's going to make common sense. Well, it's going to save the county money. If we alleviate from it, it's going to cost the county more money.
It will.
In a nutshell. Okay.
It will. Go ahead. Gary.
I guess my question, Terry, is how do we know that he's the cheapest when he's been bidding apples to oranges?
If you look at the trucking cost and all the trucking cost, he's cheaper.
On, this sheet, it lists.
It'll show you his cost for each township.
In the past, it's been that. It's been because if you give the county price.
If you look at the trucking cost, and I'd have to go back through my records, I'd say these. If you look at the cross trucking cost, he's always been the cheapest.
It has, yeah.
Yep. And when I'm looking at these, unless I'm looking at them wrong, even if you adjusted for the contract price for the other haulers, the two lowest ones would still be the two from Rock On, even if you adjusted the others down to the contract price for the gravel.
Yes.
That was I don't remember back past this one.
It would certainly make them closer, but they would still be the two lower prices. Is that right, Galen?
Yes.
Yep.
But the facts are we have an issue with the... legally, we've got an issue with the way that...
I understand that.
Independent of the service you provide.
Right. Right. Yeah, and right. Don makes a good point. We don't know how everybody would have bid.
I know. I'm just saying.
Knowing that also.
Their bid could have been different if
could
they...
Could have been. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. He's been the service.
I know.
Sure. Galen, have you always gotten a cheap? I don't think you've always gotten a cheaper price, have you, for gravel until just recently? Have you?
What do you mean by cheaper price?
The county.
For the county. Have you always been issued a?
That's a lot.
It's been that way to Rock On.
To buy gravel ourselves.
The price you're using for Rock On, has that always been what we'd call cheaper than, say, the others?
That's always been what the county price has been.
Always been what the county price is.
It's always been less than what a contractor could get it for.
I believe so, yes.
So the county price, that's in our bids that came in here, they actually give us a price in here, those pits are?
Yeah, the consolidated pit price is what they sell to the county for.
Oh, okay.
They list their pit prices. That's what the county trucks can go over and
pick it up,
at the pit.
Under consolidated. That one here on that first page there, that price is what we can buy that at.
Yeah, because you have your Powell pit, and then you have your Alexandria pit.
Okay.
And that's where the pit price is listed for, and it's and you have, on it, they have their delivery price. So they have the pit price, delivery price, and then the total price per township, broke down through the, like ACE, consolidated, and Teaman. And also gain a trucking put in a bid also on some of it.
We got Gary.
Sorry. So my first question is why haven't we always bid it just for the trucking? At least in the last several years, why have we not changed to that if it was our benefit anyway? Obviously, we were asleep at the wheel a little bit here.
We were asleep at the wheel. We as a board, or we all together, we didn't, until this has been pointed out, we didn't review our specifications enough, and when we put it out for bids, we just, let's do the one the year before. We didn't go in.
Is it because the pit price? Is this the pit price that's set here that makes this $1 cheaper? I see. I'm conceptually having trouble with this because usually, if I go in myself to buy something, it's not going to be cheaper than somebody that's a big buyer. You know, I mean, there's a discount in volume usually. I mean, that's the way the world works. So is it because what Terry was talking about there, the availability? I mean, you contract for the cheapest price, but when you run out of gravel, you can't get it at that price, right?
Yes.
So then, and that's what I'm saying, and I just throw this out, is then you're stuck with the next highest bidder that has gravel. Mm-hmm. So you could go down the list until you're out. I mean, technically, if we, and one year I know you were talking, man, we had a devil of a time finding good gravel. And that's, I mean, it's kind of like we did the gas thing for gas. We're locked into that price. So is the vendor. So depending on which way the gas goes, we may be smiling or we may be crying. But we assume that risk. And that's part of the bidding process, is you take some of that buffer out. So we aren't assuming that risk. Now shut up. But, I mean, I just don't understand how we can buy something a dollar cheaper than our competitive bidders can give it to us.
Yatchess Concrete has always been cheaper to the counties than they have to your regular customers. They've been that way for years.
Which I can respect.
Yep, Gary?
So my second question is that knowing that everybody would know what was bid on trucking and whatever, but at this point, if we have an advantage that's given to the county, why don't we rewrite it and send it out and get... and have this rebid just for the trucking, and give the, and then you have the whole
Gary
Works bid.
The issue that I see, these bids are out there now.
I said, other than knowing that.
Yeah. So I mean, I think the one that discovered this was Eric Thiemann. He's a bidder, so everybody knows it on this.
Well, somebody approached his dad, Bob. And Bob.
Okay, well, either way, that's where...
I got a call, too. It wasn't just... Well, okay. I don't know who. Yep. He just, you know, it was one of those, you need to look at this.
Yeah.
And then he starts explaining.
And I do understand. I see that part of it, but I mean...
At the time, I didn't understand any of it, so...
Well, I understand it now. Yeah, well, I didn't realize it either.
I don't think anybody did. I think they're pretty much all in the same boat. We've just gone this way every year, and it's always been done this way, and so we continued. Well, now we find out that we haven't been following... and specifications.
And the thing about it is, he's always been the cheapest, and he's always provided us a good service. So
I will say this. I will say this. The next time we bid, or when we bid for this fall's allotment or whatever, we will have these corrected. Our issue is today here, where we sit here today.
So you're still going to have a problem locking in your price, though. Because if you don't lock in that product price, you're subject to whatever the price of gravel goes for the next... however long the contract covers, right? I mean, gravel prices, I assume, do this, depending on how much rain we get and how much people need gravel.
How much product they have.
If we don't lock, and isn't that what we're doing, is kind of like locking those prices in and availability, or am I missing that?
Yeah, because when Beatrice Concrete gives us the pit price for the county, that's why we do it every 6 months, because you notice most of the time there'll be an increase in the pay, you know, like this time it's $11.45. The prior one, I don't have that with me.
Ten something.
Yeah. So they adjust their price every 6 months. That we take bids on that for all the pits.
Okay. Matt,
how much variability do we have with accepting or rejecting bids? If we want to lock in a price, can we lock in our price and then reject all bids related to hauling? And then, as Gary suggests, bid hauling separately?
That, I think, to your point, we lock in our price.
I'm just raising... No, I know you guys are all the same boat here.
I got questions.
We are.
because I think that we run into a pickle with what's going on.
Right, I understand.
I find it very difficult that we can continue what we're doing now that somebody's pointed this out, which is correct. So, at the risk of trying to work through this puzzle the appropriate way that will upset some people, but to try and do it correct, can we just accept this out? Just accept our price to lock it in, reject all bids related to hauling, and then, as Gary suggests, bid the hauling.
But do we have to advertise and everything, and when will those bids come back in? That's my question.
Then it's apples to apples.
Well, can we do this?
It's a service.
Can we look through all the bids?
Not the bid services.
And put the county's price on the second and third.
Oh, sorry, Terry, what was that?
Right now, Ron is using the county price of the material. Okay? And assumably these other two bidders in line use the contractor price, which there's a variance apparently.
Yep.
Can we use the pit price on these next two that the county gets and see where it falls?
And
you see what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
If that's the issue, pull these two down. The pit price is down to where Ron was getting it. Can we and see where they fall? I think you're going to find he'll still be the low bid. But I know that's irrelevant. But I mean, can we adjust the other two to the county's level and see where they fall?
And when I look at these, it does not change the first or the second place, you know, on here. If you adjust them down, because you'd have to adjust Tiemann's down a dollar, and you'd have to adjust Gaina's down like $1.62.
Yeah, Tiemann's would all be a dollar less.
Yeah.
For total.
Yeah. But that doesn't change anything. And that said, where it doesn't change it, are we doing any harm by accepting these bids and then making sure we have a better bid for them for the fall bid? Because we're not affecting the first two haulers.
I couldn't agree more.
I'll say this. We can.
I agree also.
Yeah, I think we can do it as a board. Now, whether or not somebody again here challenges it or not, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
The question is, we need our attorney to make the decision here on whether we can legally do this or not. Or whether we need to start all over.
And
reject and all the bids and rebid the whole thing. And I think that's what makes sense.
But then you're penalizing people that took your bid specs and bid it.
Yes.
What was the okay. And again, not being critical, but because it has been done this way in the past for whatever reason, and we're not privy to that, nor do we have to worry about it. You can't recreate bids. Okay, I'll just tell you that. I've been there, and we've tried to massage that, and that just can't be done. If somebody doesn't bid right, that's it. You understand English, you bid it. And that's the way you got to look at that. Now, you know, the concerns, and you're all raising excellent concerns, do we have any other truckers out there that would want to bid? I don't know that answer, and neither does anybody else. Well, you got a lot of you guys work in the industry. You know whether or not there's somebody that is large enough, like Mr. Jeffries, that can handle this type of product demand.
Well, you just tell me what we should do, and that's what I'll do.
Well, in here we have county reserves the right to accept one or more bids and also reserves the right to reject any and all bids.
And that's my understanding on that, and that goes way back.
Yeah.
And Galen probably can tell you the history on that, but you used to have a horrible time trying to find
I got it at
who was the lowest bidder. I always go up here, but the best bidder, I guess, is the way to put it. And I think the board finally got tired of spending hours debating.
That's what we're doing here.
And finally says, here's the list, Galen, go with it. And that's why they accepted all bids.
Yeah.
Versus how you normally run a competitive bidding here. You look at it, you give a recommendation through you and Manelli, and the board says, okay, we're going to go with this person because they're the best bid for these culverts. You don't take second and third, fourth, fifth, and sixth place. You don't have to. This is unique.
Because we back then we run in, we still do run into the problem of, say, the lowest priced pit, say, maybe Ace. Okay, when they run out of product, then we were locked in to wait until they had more product to haul. That's why they accepted all bids. When that pit couldn't produce, then we'd go to the next lowest price bid so we could continue getting our product onto the roads. That's been in effect for as long as I know.
A long time, at least 8 years. I mean, I was asked to bid it this way. It wasn't that I just went out and did it this way. I was asked to by the county.
Well,
I don't feel I've done anything wrong, but I understand where you're coming from legally.
No, we're not going to sit here and point fingers because, first of all, only lawyers like to have people admit they're wrong on a record.
Hey, Roger.
Don't do that.
So don't answer any of his
questions. But again, I mean, basically, we accepted all bids. You did that the last time, referred them to Galen for his recommendation, okay? So you've already accepted all the bids. We'll deal with that. I guess that's the best way I'm going to put it. We'll deal with that. And, you know, today you're basically prioritizing. Is that a fair statement of what we usually do at this meeting?
Yes.
It still comes down to availability of product at the cheapest price. And in crouching it in those terms, I'm not going to advise you to violate anything, but I think we'll work with that, okay? But I totally agree, Galen, we'll work together because I don't know how long this has been available. Like, we get a cheaper price than our bidders. After looking at this yesterday, I still went home last night, I'm like, And somebody, someplace is going to have to take me down someplace and have a cold one and explain to me how that works. And because it just doesn't make sense. And I'm not saying it's not true. I just like.
And I've been in this 25 years in different companies, and Beatrice Concrete has always done it that way.
Yeah, I'm not being critical, and particularly as Terry's saying, if the county benefits from it, and that's what the whole idea of competitive bidding is.
They sell so much more material to the counties that they can justify that lower price to the counties.
Okay.
Than to the John Doe public goes in and buys two loads a year.
Roger. If we're going to prevalent practice, the last time that we had an issue with a bid not being kosher with the specs, we kicked out the units that we were looking at purchasing because they didn't meet the specs. Correct.
Yeah, wasn't it on some vehicle?
It was on
payloader
or something.
Case didn't bid it right. They bid too small and didn't weigh enough.
Right.
So correct me if I'm wrong, Roger. The cleanest way would be to go ahead and rebid the hauling part of this, would it not?
Well,
I see you having a lot of problems getting around what we have created here.
Well, and that's what quite frankly, that's what construction and roads and all that kind of stuff seems to always revolve around. Here's the other thing I'll throw to you is hauling is technically a service. You don't have to bid it. Galen can call somebody up and say, what's your bid on X? Here's what I need. Now, he'll probably call two or three other people that he knows has a comparable deal just so he can do an RFP type thing. But services, you don't have to bid them. Now, this is a large enough contract. I'm just throwing that out to you.
If we went and made a motion today to rebid this, how long would it take before we could get those bids back in?
We don't have a meeting for 2 weeks, but we'd have to publish it twice. So
if it's
he probably wouldn't.
We have
need
to publish it.
Well,
for a bid.
Yeah. You'd have to walk right down the competitive.
Well, my question is then, could we approve bids on the 29th, or do we have to wait till April 12th?
Well, if we got it in, we probably won't be able to get it into the first next week. They could run it twice. You know, it's going to, yeah, if everybody's ready to go, it's we probably could.
Well, I mean, we know who bid. The people that bid, we make sure we can get the information to them. I'm just asking in case we went that route.
If we knew today and could have something ready to go into the paper today, you know, or to the paper, because I'm not sure what our deadlines are. They've backed them clear up now. I don't know if you have to have it in, like, today to get it in, like, Saturday, or it's a ways. So.
Got any idea on that?
I don't really work with
them. Okay. I'd have to check with Michelle. Let me see here.
If you rebid this, then are you going to go and redo your contract, your bidding contract?
We'd have to redo our contract before we rebid it.
We'd need a little bit of time to go through and get that all changed.
Yeah, you're not
and,
going
the,
to that
and the other issue we have is what, you know, the bridge that Terry's talked about in Jefferson County that's going to be closed and affect the hauling.
Going to affect the hauling.
That if we don't get it hauled.
Well, if they can't start hauling some of this.
Yeah.
Well, no, John, on most of this, they should know that bridge is going to be closed. If it's going to be closed May 1st, they should be aware of that. Part of what he's going to do yet is he's going to haul last fall allotments here to get that done before the bridge, so that doesn't affect it.
If we have the ad ready to go today, because we're not going to make it by 10, Saturday would be the soonest it could get in.
And then it has to be in how many times?
Normally we have to run those twice.
Twice. Day after, one day after the other day?
Well, twice.
Twice. And I'm just throwing that out. Matt, unless somebody has an option here, you want to do something here.
Here's the statements. We spend $1.5 million. It's almost 30% of his budget. Unfortunately, Mr. Jeffries, done a great service. We start monkeying around with this, we could get no bids.
Right.
We've uncovered something procedurally that's been done wrong. I think we have to reject his bid, and it's unfortunate. That's the right thing to do. We've done that in the past. It is absolutely unfortunate.
And I think moving forward, we have to do all bids.
We accepted all bids, but if they don't meet specifications, we can reject them. Okay. But
I understand.
I believe you're with Beatrice Concrete or whatever. Correct. Yeah. You had something, too, you wanted to comment. So since Mr. Jeffries did, we need to come up and say who you are in the mic for the record. That's why we need it. Okay.
Dustin Williams. I'm the Argus Project Coordinator with Beatrice Sand and Gravel, or Beatrice Concrete, or Consolidated Sand and Gravel.
Yeah.
I guess if you guys, rather than rejecting all the hauling bids, it makes sense to do what Terry said. As far as if you do want to keep it as is rather than go through the whole bidding process again and just give everybody our pit price that we gave the county, and just everybody's already submitted their haul rates. I mean, everybody's aware of that. That seems to make the most sense to me. I mean, I'm fine with giving the county price, but I told Eric Thiemann that when he called me, any contractor that calls me, they're going to get the price that I gave Eric. You know, that county price that I gave the county is just specific to the government entities. And that's the reasoning for that. Like Mr. Jeffries said, the reasoning for that is because of the quantity. You know, we can justify giving a cheaper price because of the amount of quantities that we sell to the counties.
So basically any big volume person gets that same price. It's not a government price.
I mean, we do that to all the counties. We do that to Jefferson. We do that to Gage. We do that to Fillmore. And any county, rather than just, you know, anybody that wants to come in and get a couple truck and pops of road gravel, they're gonna pay the retail price, or if they're a contractor like Thiemann is with us, they're gonna pay the price that I gave Thiemann, that $12.65 on there. But the county bidding a deal like this, and we did raise our gravel prices this year, and we were trying to alleviate, you know, that huge jump by doing a little bit of the jump here and then, you know, add the rest of it next year. But that is the reasoning for that.
Now, was it your company that actually discovered the flaw in the bidding, or that brought the first question up?
Well, Eric called me the other day and was asking me about it, why he was a dollar higher on the pit price than everybody else was. I said, Eric, you're the only one that called me asking me for a price. Any other hired hauler that would have called me, I'd have given the exact same price I gave Eric. I mean, like I said, the county price that I gave you guys was only revealed in the letting. Okay. So I guess that if you guys, rather than rebidding the whole thing or rebuilding the hauling, I guess if you guys, I guess the most logical deal it makes is just to give them the county pit price that we gave gave you guys. But, I mean, on that same token, if you bid it according to spec, I mean...
We can't change canoes midstream. If the build specs, I don't disagree with what you're saying. The way that we've got it done, we either have to go through our bidding process, reject those that don't do it, or we reject everything and start over, which I don't think is a good option. But in 6 months, I think we do it.
Right.
That's my opinion. I don't disagree with what you're saying. we can't pick and choose how we're doing.
No. This. If we did that every time we put something out for bids, we could have, when they came back in, we could go back and negotiate with you. Well, that one got cheap. That one had cheaper on this. Why can't you do that? We'll put that cheap price there on yours, and then that makes you look better. We can't do that every time.
Every time we would sit here and go over bids, we would sit here for 45 minutes and discuss.
Discuss this.
Basically, I was just saying, rather than rebidding the hauling, it makes sense to just use our pit price, use everybody's haul rates they already submitted, and do it that way. But if you're going to go back to legalities of it and looking at the contract does state to give a haul and a pit. So, I mean, if you're going to go that way, that's completely up to you guys. But that's
my few cents. John?
And I guess this question is for Ron, but how committed and able are you to keep up with the hauling for the county?
As long as there's material, I can keep up.
Okay.
Let me take that back. If it all has to come out of Alexandria, mm-hmm. I may not be able to keep up.
Okay.
It's just so much farther.
Okay.
But, you know, we try not to go there unless we have to.
And, Roger, you chip in here, too. I think we have two options. We can either reject all of them and rebid it, or we have to go with what our bid specifications, our bid letting specifications are, and then we'd have to reject...
That's a good option.
Mr. Jeffrey's bid is rock on.
Well, the last young man basically hit the nail on the head. There's a process or a product out there that you were unaware of was cheaper until the bidding process came through. Well, that's kind of what the bidding process is about. Now, because you didn't know that and it wasn't anybody's fault, your contract kind of screws you of taking advantage of the cheapest price, which again I will go back and as I've sat here and Denny throws a big weight on my shoulders, where that's fine, it should be. The whole purpose of competitive bidding is to save the taxpayers' money. This board is constantly out there looking for ways to do that. I detest that these folks have given good bids, and if you rebid it, that's unfair if somebody else comes sneaking in the back door now. But we'll look at that at the time it comes, because it's lowest responsible bidder. Part of that would be, did you bid the first time? I'll throw that out, and you can chew on that. And I think, you know, that way you guys get to take advantage for the taxpayer of the lower price out there without sitting here renegotiating contracts with bidders, which you don't have everybody here. And even if they were all sitting out here, I would not feel comfortable. I think Matt hit that on the head. You don't renegotiate a contract or a bid unless there's a clear error. Over the last few years, we've had, I think, one time there was a mistake made in the bid. Everybody agreed to it. We had everybody here. I don't even recall what it was, but it was a very minor thing. So that, you know, if you're looking for it, I would say, rebid it and again, you've got this pit price, and I don't know how that's going to play, but that's up to the bidders. And I'm sure that, you know, there's going to be a lot of people unhappy. The people you represent, though, are going to be happy because you're saving them money. I'll leave it at that. Will there be a lawsuit? Hell, why not? Everybody else is suing. I'll see that. That'll be on the headline. Don't put that on the headline, Scott, okay?
Put it on the headline.
It's Lent.
Did we ever answer the question, can we accept the pit price?
I think it's an excellent headline.
I never really heard that answer.
Gary has a question then.
Roger, I don't, either I was blocking it out or I didn't hear it. Are we capable of accepting the pit prices but rejecting all the hauling and having the hauling, just the hauling rebid as opposed to making the bidders rebid everything?
Here's the deal. If they want to just resubmit their bid, that's fine. I mean, they could just send a letter saying, you got my bid. Okay, I'm not doing no more work on it. That's it. Because the other thing is, some time's gone by. Maybe there's been a fluctuation at this point. I don't know. I hope not. But, again, I don't think you can pull that out and just say we're going to bid a hauling contract. Now, if we're going to redo this, and this is up to the board. If you want to redo it and just say we're going to also take price or bids for hauling only, if that's what you want to do as a bidder, I'm saying we're starting over. If that's the way you're going to go, because there's now again, if this, somebody wants, all, I would give somebody an option to say, and I don't know who's all on the cot. I don't look at those. It doesn't matter. But say Joe Smith Incorporated says, you got my bid of February 20th. I just resubmit that as is. So then he doesn't have to even make photocopies. We've already seen that. We know what it is.
We got two bidders in the room. I mean, I guess we can ask their opinion. I mean, if they're going to object to the rebidding process, if that creates an issue, I mean, you get some opinion there, I guess.
And actually, we've got all the suppliers of the gravel in the room, right?
I mean, my brother's not here, but I think I could speak for him.
You're representing him.
I can.
Okay. And because the Boyden pit is marked as not usable gravel.
He might not agree with me.
Because you're representing the Alex pit and the Powell pit. So. Both.
I guess my question is now is.
Yeah, up on the by the mic, sorry.
I guess my question is now is all the numbers are out there now.
Yep.
Everybody can. I mean, it's going to be a. Yeah, I don't know. I don't. I think it's going to be a difficult situation, which we are in a difficult situation. I understand that. But going back to the rebid, whether it be haul or the whole thing, it's going to cause some conflict, I'm sure.
Can I ask I'm just curious, is there any other haulers out there capable of handling the Gage County contract?
Other than the ones that bid?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some haulers out there. I don't know that anybody else would be interested in bidding. I know we have a couple hired haulers for Beatrice Concrete that, you know, we keep them pretty busy just doing sand to our plants and stuff like that. I don't know that they'd have the capacity to. I'm sure there's haulers out there to answer your question. I'm not exactly sure off the top
of my head. But I mean, the number one can handle the volume, number two can do it at the price that would be competitive.
Yeah.
And that's because.
And that's and just
I was just curious more than anything because
no any
we don't that's
now
why
everybody
we,
knows my county pit price. I mean, I guess if a contractor were to call me, I'd still give them the price. If they were to come buy it from me as a contractor, I'm going to give them that contractor price. But for the county, you know, I'm going to basically stick to that county price. But now all the hired haulers can use that as a county price now when they're submitting their quotes. You see what I mean?
Yeah. If you, and that's up to you whether you, you're basically their supplier. And
yeah, but
so they got to work.
If they're doing
with
it
you.
For the county, then I'm gonna.
But even if we would have approved those today, they'd have known that for the next time anyway. They'd have seen the difference. So,
yeah, but it's 6 months down the road, and
it might change.
Some things have taken place. Fuel.
Okay. That you don't know for sure that would happen 6 months from now when we bid the fall or whatever. Yeah.
This
it gets more complicated.
I call for the question.
Which question?
I call for the question. I make a motion to call for the question.
Which question?
Whether or not we're going to accept this, that's a motion.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I'm tired of talking about it.
We have a call for. Do we need a second for that?
Victor, what's the motion? That you want to accept the bids as presented?
I'll call for the question first. Do we want to keep talking or do we want to cease and vote? I guess that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. So we have to vote on...
Calling for the question.
Calling for the question. Everybody understand that?
Yeah.
We're voting that there will be a motion right after this. That's what we're voting on.
Is it a discussion?
Sure. He called for the question. Ready? Vote. 6-0 in favor. And then I need a motion.
I'd make a motion to accept all the bids that are consistent and congruent with the current agreement, and those that do not meet the specs would be excluded.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Second. Motion by Bauman, second by Byers. Now we can still have a discussion on that a little bit so that everybody understands it. No, that everybody understands it. That's the only part we're having the discussion.
I don't appreciate what the gentleman's done, but I think we've got ourselves into a quagmire. Yep. And if we start to monkey with this, the water gets really murky. And I think in 6 months, I think we straighten this stuff out and we do it completely different.
Yep.
But we've done this. We've created some sort of prevalent practice here, but it's been inconsistent with the contract, which concerns me.
Okay.
In the rears.
John, one quick one, and then we're voting.
Well, to me, this would be unfair to Mr. Jeffries because he has done it the way he's been led to believe is the correct way. We're going to reject his bid and take the rest of them, which is going to cost the county more money. If we're going to do something, we should either approve them or get new bids. We shouldn't reject his.
But Matt called for the question, so then we vote. The motion is that we accept the bids that meet our bidding specifications.
I don't have anything I want to add here, but when we get done, I do have a question for Justin. I'd like to ask after we're done here.
Okay. So does everybody understand what we're voting on and why? Ready, vote. 3 in favor, 3 against. And team and absent, so we didn't solve nothing. Well, Juergens, in favor, Bauman, Lytle, and Byers, and against Juergens, Hill, and Dorn, just so that for the record there. Forgot to read those. We usually don't, when it's 6-0, I don't read them. So now we're back to the drawing board.
Maybe I will ask Justin my question now.
Okay, yeah, that'd be good.
Justin, would you? So I got two levels to the question I'm asking you, and one of them I really don't want to bring up, but I guess we'll go there if we have to. What I'm hearing you say is that you're putting the county bid out there, but these haulers don't really have that available to them to figure their bid price?
Figure their bid price, yes. Basically,
So how does Ron have that bid price and nobody else does then?
Because he just quoted a hauling price.
And
used the bid, the pit price.
Galen's
the pit price I gave the counties is like Galen mentioned.
Yeah.
If the county trucks come over and get the gravel, you guys get that price that I gave.
But you're bidding that with the rock and gravel bids, right?
Bidding me personally?
Yeah. How
concrete I bid with my pit price.
How does Galen know what that price is going to be to put in Ron's bid?
Because it was already submitted.
It's submitted in these bids?
Yeah.
When I submit,
my
pit price is on the...
Your pit price is on there.
On your
consolidated sand and gravel, this pit price and the Pell pit price, that's him submitting that. So then, I'll kind of jump ahead here. Then Galen knows that that's the county's price.
Correct.
Well, just remember, if you give everybody that break, he's still the lowest.
Right.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Get it. You're fine. My point is that, like it or not, cheapest or not, he's been given a benefit that nobody else has been given. And it started with Marlin, and it's continued on for all them years. That's a concern.
That is a concern. I'll agree with you.
And I guess you're... totally correct there, Gary. It's concern, and it definitely needs addressed whether we do it now or with the next bid in the fall. It does get addressed.
But the point that I just brought up, how are any of these other bidders going to bid this in the future with just with what Justin's telling you, that bid price is coming in and being bid on. The haulers are bidding at the same time, so how are they going to bid on that unless we just bid the haul? Excuse me, unless we just bid the hauling.
And that's probably what we need to do. Is that a workable solution? I mean, but then you're going to have the gravel bill directly from, you know, the supplier and the hauling from the hauler.
We do that now. That's what we do with Jeffries now.
Oh, okay.
And now we're negotiating a price in open session.
No, we either need, or I don't know.
I'm being a stinker.
You are right, though.
Yeah.
We can continue discussing it. We can put it off. We can, otherwise, we need a motion to go a different route. I'll just say that.
I'll make a motion to accept the prices we have, lower the two competitive bids to the Gage County pit price, if that would be acceptable, and see where they fall. And nothing as far as the hauling should change.
I'll second that.
Have a second? Okay.
Who seconded it?
John. Motion by Jergen, seconded by Hill. Now I ask Roger if that's maybe doable.
You're changing a bid.
We're changing a bid.
Enough said.
Then that's out. Well, no, although we have a motion in a second.
Don't be critical. Huh? Even if the guys sitting, yep, all of them were sitting here, then saying, would you adjust your bid? And they may well be willing to do that because they didn't know about this, yep, bid price. But some of these prices, I assume, are from people that own the pits, their own, yep, pits. They're not getting gravel from Beatrice Concrete. They're getting them from their own pit.
No.
Oh, they're not?
It's either Beatrice Concrete or Ace or nothing.
Okay. But then, okay, that's Ace then.
Right. But Ace has no material.
What's that?
Ace has no material.
Okay.
So we have a motion and we have a second. We need to vote on that, or you heard his comment.
I heard his comment, and I understand, but let's see where the cards fall.
Okay. The motion is to take the other trucking companies that bid, and instead of the price they got for the gravel, insert what would be the county's price in there and go with that as our bidding specifications, and then take the lowest one. Does everybody understand that?
Kind of.
We have more time to talk. We have a motion and a second. They either have to withdraw it or we have to vote.
Okay.
But you can vote for it or against it. That's your decision here.
I can?
Yes.
Yes or no?
For or against.
You can abstain.
We have a motion and we have a second.
Well, I can abstain too. That's right. Okay.
And you can even comment now. Okay, everybody ready to vote?
I don't disagree with what you're trying to do, but I, yes, don't believe that it's congruent with the current bidding process that's out there. I think that's in conflict with our procedure.
And
that's the only reason I'm voting.
Myron, if I can withdraw my second, I'll withdraw it at this time.
Oh, you can withdraw your second?
Okay. Based on Roger's comment
vote
there.
Based on Roger's comment?
Yep.
And I'm not going to withdraw my motion.
Second.
Because this is going to save the county money.
I agree.
That's what we're here to do.
Yep.
Okay.
Everybody understand what we're voting on? Any questions? Vote. We have Jergens and Byers in favor. We have Hill, Bauman, Dorn, and Lytle against.
Okay.
Now we need another motion or something. We may be here all day, Matt. I don't know. John?
I'll make a motion. We accept the bids as is and trust Rock On to get the hauling done. And it will not affect the rest of the bidders. We don't have to use them.
He's assuming that the Ace pit is going to have material.
Or the foul pit.
Well, he can't use that. The Ace Pit is the only one that submitted correctly, right, Ron? So the Ace Pit, with that motion, the Ace Pit has to have the material for him to haul it.
Otherwise,
if they don't have the material for 2-3 months, which is a high likelihood, I don't know. So you're going to be without gravel for 2 or 3 months.
No,
then I mean from that
from that supplier and that pit.
Yep.
Then we go to the next.
Yep.
And we go to the next.
Yep.
If the Ace Pit doesn't have availability, we are these bids state we can go to the next bidder.
Yep.
Okay, we aren't shut off then. We can go, but we just need to go to the next bidder.
We can go to the next bidder.
Okay.
Correct, Galen? Is that right?
Correct, at the next lowest bid.
The next lowest bid. Yeah, the next lowest bid. Yes.
And that's the way I intended my motion to be, was that Rock On could haul from Ace or from Powell or from Alex.
No, that won't work, John.
No.
Because?
We just voted that down.
Well, I mean, try it. Go ahead.
Well, no, you were the other one. We were adjusting the price down for, you know, the supplier.
Are you talking your bid for him to haul for Ace only, not hauling?
What you're saying is we're gonna. What you're saying is we're gonna accept these, even though some of them don't meet our specifications, and we're taking these bids as Galen presented them here.
Right.
Without the haulers.
No. This page here, what Galen came up. We're not lowering the competitive hauler to that 1145. We're not doing that. We're taking these as Galen submitted them back to us. Even though they don't meet.
You got your, is that a motion?
Yep.
Second?
Well, no, Byers already made the second.
Well, let's vote.
Yep.
So in other words,
maybe Bowman did. Maybe Bowman.
I just got a real quick question. Then, so in other words, with that motion being made, Rock On will be hauling from all three pits. Is Rock On the next in line?
Yes.
Yes.
And they would be even if we
from the Powell pit.
Yep.
And the Alex pit too. He's low on all three. His
but how did he arrive at this price? Aren't we talking about the same thing?
We kind of are, and it's just a difference.
I mean, it's just a.
It's just.
I mean, he's
using Beatrice Concrete's pit price for Powell and Alex.
Not, yeah. Oh, not ours. Not the county's.
The county's pit price.
Okay, well, that's I mean, what's the difference here then?
Yeah, the one we be.
I'll get out.
Me too. I'm totally confused.
Basically, we're redrafting verbally our bidding process, which is what we can't do. Mr. Jeffries' bid doesn't meet the specs, and we're monkeying with this. That's my fear, is that something's been uncovered. I absolutely appreciate what he's done. It's nothing against his company. We've just got a bidding process that we should have caught years ago when we didn't.
Yes.
The only way we can correct that is to reject all bids and rebid it.
Or accept it.
Or accept it.
Because he didn't submit the appropriate bid specs. He was told one thing. The agreement says something else.
Yeah. That's kind of your two options. And I'll just say that, but we have a motion and a second. We have a motion and a second.
Because I just want to vote.
Matt just made a second on his motion.
Denny the next heard, motion will Denny be to beat a dead horse.
Denny did early on.
No, that was the one before.
That was the one before. Matt just made a second to John's motion.
Are you seconding John's motion to take it the way it is now?
Whatever I just seconded it.
What was your motion, John?
I'm going to vote against it, so go ahead and vote. I think there's one way to do this. I'm going to stick in the
motion. John's motion was to
accept the bids as presented.
Just like it's submitted.
Galen presented them.
Yeah. Okay, and Bowman seconded that.
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck on
everybody
this.
Everybody understand that?
Nope.
Good. Vote. We have three in favor, Jurgens Hill and Byers. Somebody call Timon and get him down here.
He can. He's got to abstain. He's a bidder.
Oh, that's right. He is a bidder now, isn't he?
Yep.
Well, we've
can
already,
have somebody can make Matt's motion again for what he made or whatever.
We've already tried Matt's motion, so I make the motion that we reject all bids and rebid it.
I'll be right back.
and that we'd have the bids in by the 29th, because we'll advertise them. And,
second.
Okay, we have a motion by Gary to reject all bids.
Second by Bauman, third by Byers.
Yeah. Motion to reject all bid. And we will open the bids at, I don't know, pick some time. Will there be some time on March 29th?
That's fine with that being said, then. Will this be corrected?
Yes, this will be corrected.
Okay.
We can advertise again for bids, okay? Don and you still have a little time to get that. She needs to publicly advertise that we're putting out for bids, right, Roger?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she can publicly advertise that we rejected all bids and that they need to be resubmitted. You and Don need to, or whoever needs to get in there, or we, with some of us, and do that so that we put that in there right.
Rewrite the specs.
Rewrite the specs. Yeah. The specs will be rewritten.
Yeah, have to do
just
that.
For the record, I would suggest anybody that bid, including Mr. Jeffries, be given a personal letter and maybe a phone call. That make sure they know what's going on. You know, I mean, they'll read.
I think we need to do that too.
Here in the media, I think we owe them at least that much, because they've taken the time to submit bids, and that's very important for our process.
Yeah, I agree. Do you need that added to the motion?
No, just for the record, because I you don't want to leave somebody out and they don't hear about it.
No. Be as accommodating as we possibly can after this has been
March 29th
discussed, and we've had a lot of issues. We need to be sure that people have an opportunity.
She has on the 29th, because we have our public hearing on the 29th.
Myron, while you guys are sorting that out, if you'd be all right if I comment.
Yeah.
I make this motion do not care to really make this motion and go here, but speaking to what Terry has said before, I think that it's something that, unfortunately for the county, we did make a mistake in putting our bids out and not putting them out probably the best way beneficial to us. And I think it's best that for the taxpayers' benefit that we do make this change. And make it now. I realize it creates an issue with numbers being out in public already and having to rebid, but at this point it looks like we're in an impasse, and this is
one solution,
the option, or the solution.
I'll just make this. I'm not going to say for sure that this is going to save us money, that we put this out for rebid.
It might not.
It might not. They might adjust. We don't know that.
Yep.
And stuff. So unfortunately, this is something that this we as a board and with Galen and stuff, we did not catch all these years, and this has been going on and not been meeting our specifications.
Mistakes were made, and we need to correct those.
But this is not the way that the county normally conducts business.
No.
It is not normal for us to
put them in a spot. I appreciate you very much, both of you, coming today or whatever. We'll see if we can get a vote and get something to hear. Now, I had Gary make the motion. Who seconded it?
Bauman.
Yep. Okay, everybody understand what we're voting on?
So rejecting all bids, rewrite specs, advertise, and open bids on the
29th.
We have the resolution on the special use permit at 9:30.
So at 9:30.
10 o'clock?
But not, no, we won't be done by 10 o'clock for that one. On the 29th.
Yeah.
Can we do it at 9 o'clock?
Let's
do it
at 9 o'clock. We have a veterans.
And we have the anhydrous farm coming in on the 29th.
I know we do. That's at 9:30.
We can do 9:15, because we do the veterans honor at 9.
9:15. Okay.
He's going to wait till.
Vote. I'll hold it whenever you.
Should we vote against it?
We have Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Lytle, and Byers in favor, and Bauman voting against. So that's approved 5-1.
What? Should have voted today.
Apologize to you guys very much.
Thank you for being patient with us. We'll try to be better the next time. Sorry.
And Galen, are you going to be able to get a hold of each of these bidders and visit with them and explain so that they're aware of, or do you want one of us to do that? Should I be doing that, or
whatever?
Why don't you go ahead and do that and explain to all of them what and why and that now?
You're going to have to get it in today. You're going to have to get the specs figured out in order to get it in for Saturday and then get it to the next.
Okay.
You're going to have to run it twice.
So what are we going to change the part about, are we still going to have them bid the product and the hauling, or are we going to change that to bid only hauling and then bid for the gravel?
What if we leave it so that you can bid hauling, you can bill hauling and product, you can bid just product.
There you go.
So that way we're getting everything. And then everything. Then we have the ability to do what we tried to do in open session. Then we can a la carte this thing. But what we were trying to do wasn't consistent with our current
right.
bid spec. But if we broaden that bid spec, then it allows people to be creative and allows us to be creative. And that might get us the best price.
Does that work?
Yeah, and somehow we got to specify in there at the county's pit price.
No.
I'm saying we get a price for, we get our pit price, and then they can haul. So there's a county pit price that we would get from when we haul. They could submit hauling only at the county's pit price. They can submit hauling at their pit price. Now, we know what's going to happen is everyone's going to try and get their pit price, but and what may upset Beatrice is we may now be getting the retail price.
Right? We may be.
Yeah. That's the problem.
That's an issue. So really, they'll
we should have. I'm sorry. I get sour grapes on this.
I do too.
Should reject.
We should have just rejected that gentleman's bid and tried to make it right the next time, because now we could all be doing retail.
Yep. It's going to be hard to get this all rewrote. By when do you say I have to have this done?
Today. Yeah. Okay. If we want it in for Saturday, otherwise you're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to have enough time.
I was just looking like the notice of bidders. That's going to be hard enough to work out for today. The contract's like, forget it.
I mean,
be realistic. I could tell you we could get that contract redone. No way.
Then I think we need to back it up to the 12.
Well, no, I'm just being realistic. Dylan and I sat in the same room and exchanged pencil markings.
I agree.
Realistic? So an attorney I hear being realistic?
Well, Dylan, I always want to promise you something, but I got three other things that I promised.
I've got another question for you, though. If we back this up to the 12, Rock On still has 10 fall counties to do. So anything they're doing right now, they're still doing the fall counties.
Yeah, you got 10 or 12 fall to do, yes.
10 or 12 townships to do.
Yes.
So they're not going to be even done with that before the 12th of April. So if we open the bids on the 12th instead of the 29th, will that be doable? That gives you more time to write this and stuff.
Yeah, I don't see why we couldn't. No.
Okay, when you call them today or tomorrow, let them know that it's backed up to the 12th of April.
Sounds good.
At 9:15.
I want to hear what you were thinking.
What?
Okay, that's not going to work at 9:15. Change the time because we have culvert.
Oh, then 9:30 or something.
So we can do 9:30.
Yeah. What, Gary?
Well, I don't. Maybe he doesn't want to.
Well, it's public record. I guess I'll throw this out there and let it fly where. See where it lands.
It's going to fly.
The current bid specs that we have, is this the identical one that we had today that we're currently hauling on?
Yep.
Yes.
So we're currently in conflict with a contractor of our current.
That he's, for the last 6 month bid, yes.
So any additional work that we continue to do with this gentleman, we're in conflict as we sit here now, fully aware.
Well, I guess, yeah, from legal status. I mean, I'm a lawyer, but, I mean, you did approve it.
Well, it's under contract, and again, it'd be different if it was, I think all your intent, all your discussion today is for the benefit of the taxpayer. If it was going to operate any differently now on April 12th, I hope the heck it doesn't change.
Yep.
But it could.
Fair
as you were just pointing out, the price may change, if nothing else, over a period of time.
Yeah,
we don't have any idea, and that's why you lock in this stuff. I mean, one of the reasons. But you raise a good point. I don't either. And I'm supposed to.
Well, we'll see, I guess.
Next up, receive Highway Superintendent recommendation on road study for 1 mile of road on east side of Section 30, Township 5 North,
Range 8 east of Hooker Township.
John, your vote's still on.
Galen, the next up is to receive Highway Superintendent recommendation on the road study.
Okay. The road study report for 1 mile running on the east side of Section 30, Township 5 North, Range 8 East, Hooker Township. Per the request presented by Hooker Township Board in the Board of Supervisors Resolution Number 17-04, directing the Highway Superintendent to study said road stated above for changing from minimum maintenance to local classification. My findings are as follows. East of Section 30, Township 5 North, Range 8 East is presently a minimum maintenance road. Two, Hooker Township requests it be removed from minimum maintenance road to a local road. Hooker Township and the property owner have agreed on a plan to bring the road up to state specifications. And the last is the 1 mile of minimum maintenance road is being upgraded from the state functional classification of minimum maintenance to local road to provide access to a new residence. Based on the reasons stated above, the Gage County Highway Superintendent Galen Neagle recommends approval of this request.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, second by Juergens.
That's a new motion. We got to do a resolution then to.
He did, 1704, he told you.
No, that was the previous one.
Oh.
That's the one that told me to do this.
You're just receiving his recommendation right now.
So now we have to do another resolution, you're saying?
The next item is your resolution.
Okay, that we received the recommendation. Now the next, approve or disapprove resolution removing 1 mile of road on east side of Section 30, Township 5 North, Range 8 East, Hooker Township, from minimum maintenance road back to local classification. And that one's going to be
17-05.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion. Vote. Motion by Juergens, second by Bauman.
Bauman's still again.
Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Lytle, Bauman and Byers, all six voting in favor.
I'm the supervisor of no today, I guess.
Thank you, Myron.
Next up, approve or disapprove agreement between Gage County and State of Nebraska Department of Roads, the state, to remove and replace six bridges on Nebraska Highway 41. Galen?
Motion to approve.
Oh, yeah. Motion by Bauman.
Second.
Second by Juergens.
Okay. This is an agreement with the state of Nebraska. They're going to be redoing 41 from Highway 77, I believe, to Highway 43. There's going to be roughly six bridges that they're going to be redoing. The bridge right outside of Adams, on this bridge, they're going to be moving the approach from the county road approach that comes onto 41. They're going to be moving it to the east. And there will be no cost to the county in this. And this is just the agreement with the state to do this.
Any questions?
And within that, though, there was a discussion of moving a road or something. We decided against that because of our cost share, right?
Their final designs came up with basically what they'd come up with originally.
Isn't it a different location? At that time, we were talking about the ethanol plant.
Well, that was the ethanol plant road, but we also talked about 148 there by Adams, right by the railroad track. There was some discussion on that one, too, and basically it's their original design. They left it what they originally designed it. They never said why. The ethanol plant wanted to talk to them about they might contribute to some of the cost if they redesign it a little different, but that must not have worked out then because I haven't heard back from anybody. So basically they have the design work all done. The proposed bidding is sometime this fall for these bridges. They're the bridge part of it. Well, maybe even the whole project. I don't know that. Because it will be. Their plan or their goal is next year to get most, if not all, of the bridges done, and then in the following year, overlay. Well, widen it by 2 feet and then overlay. Widen the road on each side by 2 feet. Basically, dig some dirt out and put 2 feet in there, and then overlay. And that, I don't know if they're going to bid it all as one project or if this bridge is their one project, but yes, part of it they were hoping to bid this fall or next spring so that they could get on the work next year. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Approve or disapprove resolution adopting and approving execution of an agreement with the Department of Roads of the State of Nebraska for project number STP-41-6 And it says in parentheses 116.
Motion to approve.
Resolution 1706.
1706.
1706. Motion by Bauman, second by Juergens. Galen.
This is part of the.
I'm glad that the approval of the execution was an agreement, not a person.
Oh, this is the one. This is a resolution for the one.
The agreement up above.
Oh.
That you just passed.
Okay. Everybody understand that? This is the resolution for the agreement above. Vote 6-0 in favor.
Bauman and Myers in favor.
Yes. Approve or disapprove supplemental agreement number one between Gage County and Ocean Associates NEPA services for project number BRO-7034 and then parentheses 18 control number 11776 Adams Northwest.
Motion to approve.
Second.
The infamous Adams Northwest Bridge.
If that thing ever gets done, man.
It's going to be the Dorn Bridge.
No, this one, we ain't even close to this one. We don't go across this one.
We should have the Board of Classifications down for a ribbon cutting.
There you go. And this is what that is all from.
Yes.
Extra cost to county. Because of the Board of Classification.
Yep.
So, okay. All right.
We have a motion by Bauman, a second by Juergens.
Yep.
Anything you want to add, Galen?
No, this is just, like Terry said, it's just an additional cost. Originally, this was wrote up in 2012, and they had to update the NEPA and services that Olson's has done. And has to do to bring it up to the letting level. So
right, but I think when we were in committee, I included in my in the road and bridge thing we wrote up. This is approximate cost of $13,000. Now the county's going to have to pick up either this one or the next one. One of these two. There's an approximate cost, estimated cost of $13,000 that the county's going to have to pick up.
It'll be an increase of $14,433. And 70 cents.
Was off a little bit. $14,400-some.
Well, I'm sure we'll make that up in the new gravel bidding process.
Gary.
Just wondering if Terry would consider adding into his motion to send a thank you letter to the governor with that amount in it and everything.
Would be a bad idea, but I better leave it alone.
I'll sign it with you, Terry.
Yeah. Vote 6-0 in favor. And then the next one is approve or disapprove resolution for the NEPA agreement, the BK1296 supplemental agreement number one for project number BRO-7034, in parentheses 18, control number 11776, Adams Northwest.
Motion to approve.
Second. 17-0.
And you have 17-0.
I mean 07. Sorry, I didn't finish it.
17-07.
And Lytle.
Did we have a motion?
Juergens.
Juergens. Lytle. Motion. Who second?
Lytle.
Good. Vote 6-0 in favor.
Around, everybody
oh, gosh, everybody gets
those.
To sign these. And this is the one we thought we'd have a lot of discussion on. Approve or disapprove placing ATM in courthouse.
Vote to approve.
Second.
For it. Go for it. Don, you want to talk a little bit about this?
I just brought this to the board's attention. We've had customers periodically ask for an ATM, so I talked to First State Bank, and they were willing to just give us like a one-year agreement, no cost to us. They'll put an ATM in, if it takes a phone line, they'll pay for the phone line. We'll see how many people use it.
Where's the location at, Don?
I talked to Dave Jones, and he thought maybe it would be good just right here in the center. There's cameras on it. It's visible right by the restaurant. That's where he thought. I know. Yep. He won't.
I would encourage the ATM. I would not put it here, though, where I would prefer to have it. Otherwise, it's not going to benefit us any because we lost our ATM. It was an older one he let us use for no charge as well. But he had to upgrade it, and then got looking. He didn't get enough transaction month. He thought it was worth bringing it back down once he upgraded it. We have people use it quite a bit for bond money, things like that. Of course, a lot of them are after 5. I told Dave I like to see what possibly he's putting on the first floor between the two doors on the east side. And have the outside doors unlocked, the inside doors locked.
That we would allow people to come over here and get in, get the cash, go
on
back
the first
around.
Floor?
First floor.
By the screening station? Oh, wait, that's on the
third floor. Third floor.
I did discuss that with Dave, and he does not want to put it inside there.
Well, that's not his decision, is it?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying it won't benefit us at all if it's going to be somewhere we can't access it, I guess. So.
Well, it won't benefit you as far as after hours.
Right, and that's when most of our stuff usually happens. Quite a bit, I mean, anyway. So, but anyway, that's just my thing.
Gus?
Yes, sir.
Do you,
Don just made the point, you know, deputies all have keys. If you need to get in it after hours to use it, would it be all right to set up something where the deputies could bring somebody in to use the ATM? And is that something we would consider?
Well, understand that the thing is, I'd have to bring a deputy off the road to do it because usually corrections are ones that do all that. And then every time you leave the facility, you're always got a security risk to do that. So I mean, if that's the last ditch effort to do it, I guess we could.
I'll just say this: if we're doing this for the people during the day that we're open here,
right.
If it's after hours, they need to drive down to the bank anyway and get their.
Well, they can go right over here.
Yeah.
I mean,
or over
no
there.
Doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we've been doing. Just tell them go across the road.
Clerk should walk over there too. Maybe we should just get.
I don't use one. I've never used one. So. It's not for me.
So no, let's. I think we're fine with it up here.
Okay. If it I'm not, but you're okay. That's right.
Well, no.
Where do you want it?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Where do you want it?
Well, I was saying between the two doors, the first floor on each side. That way, leave the outside is unlocked.
But then you have people that are going to be sitting in there.
They're nothing perfect. I mean, there's
no. I mean, we're doing this for whose convenience?
Yes. Mine.
It's all about Gus.
No, well, it's not your convenience.
We have a motion and we have a second.
Their option is to stay in jail.
Jurgens Hill, Dorn, Lytle, and...
What?
Oh, Denny, how are you voting there? You went too far.
Against the ATM.
You're abstaining? Oh. Four in favor. Jurgens Hill, Dorn, and Lytle, and against Bauman and Byers.
Put it in the bathroom. He's still in the construction.
Passes 4-2. Got it?
Okay, yep. Got it.
The only thing I got left on here then is a closed session. We've got a little bit of negotiations. We need to have discussion and also... some personnel. And I need Gus to stay here for a little bit for it. Necessary for the protection of the public interest.
I voted against.
Or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual. So I need a motion to go into public session closed session at 10:30. Motion by Bauman. Second by Hill. Vote. Jurgens, Hill, Dorn, Lytle, and Byers in favor, and Bauman against. One of these days, we're going to have a motion to adjourn the meeting, and it's not going to pass. Do you realize this?
It might be today.
You can adjourn a meeting without
voting.
Voting, yeah.
Thank you.
Great.
Yep.
Well, that's right.
Entertain a motion at 10:51 on the clock to come out of closed session.
So moved.
Second.
A motion by Lytle, second by Byers. Vote. 5-0 in favor, Jurgens Hill, Dorn, Lytle, and Byers, Bauman is left. And the meeting is adjourned. Roger says we don't need to. At 10:51 on the clock, meeting adjourned.
Well, we never used to take a motion.
I know we didn't.
I have 10.